Well, today is Wednesday, August the 29th, 2012. Thank you for being with us today. This is Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and as it is every day, it's always a privilege to be here with you. We, for the next day or two, we are going to be having the effects of Hurricane Isaac here around us here in Pineville in central Louisiana. And so pray for us as actually just in probably about 12 hours, the winds are probably really going to pick up here, and we're going to experience some of the wrath of the hurricane. But say a prayer for us. But thank you for being with us today. I pray that the Lord speaks to your heart today. And I pray that that every time as we meet, as we sing together, that the Lord would be exalted and glorified, and that his name would be lifted up in this place, even though this place is maybe not a geographical place, since we're listening from all over. But we are bound together by one Spirit, and so we are all meeting together here, regardless of where you are geographically. I want to start with 1 Peter chapter 2 this morning, verses 4 and 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 says this: "As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." I want to read that last part of verse 5 again. It says that we are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. We were built up to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That's where I want to dwell on this morning, that we were built to offer sacrifices to God through Jesus. There is no other way to do that. I love what Bob Coughlin says in his book, Worship Matters. He says this about our offerings unto God, our sacrifices unto God. He says this: "It's not the excellence of our offering that makes our worship acceptable, but the excellence of Christ. We cannot worship the eternal Father apart from the eternal Son. He was able to offer his own righteous life as a perfect offering because he had no sins of his own to die for." That's from Hebrews 7. "Even now he intercedes for us, saving us to the uttermost. Our worship is accepted not on the basis of what we have done, but on the basis of what Christ has done." You know, today, I know so many times that as we go to the Lord, and one of the first things that we do is look at our performance that day or that week, what we have done to deserve to come before the Lord. But in the reality is that if we do not give our offerings to the Lord through Jesus, then they are worthless and nothing. Harold Best says this in Music in the Eyes of Faith. He says, "There is only one way to God through Jesus Christ. This means that God sees and hears all of our offerings perfected. God sees and hears it as no human being can, all because our offerings have been perfected by the giver. The out-of-tune singing of an ordinary believer, the hymnic chant of the Aborigine, the open frankness of a primitive art piece, the nearly transcendent Kyrie, a Bach's B minor mass, the praise choruses of the charismatic, the drum praise of the Cameroonian, everything from the widow's mite to the poured out ointment of artistic action. All of these are at once humbled and exalted by the strong saving work of Christ. He perfects the offering. He takes our feebleness and our weak offering and the things that are worthless in themselves. And Jesus comes and perfects that offering as we offer it to the Father. No one else can do that for us but him. So today, rest in that. Rest in that Jesus is perfecting our offering to the Father. Go before Jesus today. Let's offer these things unto Him this morning. Let's sing of our dependence upon the blood of Jesus. Let's sing about our dependence on what Jesus has done and who He is. And let's adore Him all the more for it. Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims that we've heard here. It speaks righteousness for me. It stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me, stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Children of the Lord. Jesus, we bow before your throne this morning. Lord, we give our offering. Lord, we bring a sacrifice of praise to you today. We bring a sacrifice of our lives. Jesus, take these things and perfect them in us. Lord, make them acceptable. Make them beautiful. Jesus. Lord, today we put our faith and our trust in your atoning work on the cross. Lord, because we know it's only by your blood, it's only by your sacrifice that we are given access to the Father. Lord, but we also know that because we have access to the Father through the blood. Lord, that we are offered that in His fullness. Lord, so we embrace that today. We stand in awe of who you are and what you have done for us and what you are doing for us today and of who your character is. Love you today, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray.